fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Into Friday, TGIF, July 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of interviews, lots of discussion. This segment brought to you by the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Text me pig. I'll text you the flyer and a link to the website, AC Conservatives. Not tomorrow, but next Saturday, July 27th, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Be there or be square. We're going to have a great time. Bring your guns, bring your ammo, and bring your appetite. We're going to have a blast. Last night, Donald Trump wrapped up the RNC convention, starting off very humbly, reflecting upon the assassination attempt on Saturday there in Butler, Pennsylvania. They brought the uniform of the firefighter who died covering over his wife and daughter at the event, getting shot and dying. Had he not threw them on the ground and laid over top of them, they very well may have been shot, but he protected them. $6.3 million has already been raised. Kid Rock started a GoFundMe. The goal was $1 million. They're at $6.3 million. Donald Trump pulled out of his vest pocket a check for $1 million from one of his multimillionaire friends. Very touching. Donald Trump started out following the teleprompter, but then he went off script. It was a good speech. Personally, I think it was too long. I think he got into what his accomplishments were when he was president in too many details. It was a great speech, way too long. But basically, I feel the Republicans are united. The country is going to respond to the message that he put out, that they put out the entire week there in Milwaukee. Overall, great convention. Everybody unified voting for Trump in Vance. Maybe because it being a presidential year, big turnout, it may have effect on the lower tickets. Getting people to vote for the Republicans instead of the Democrats, the real Republicans. That's what you're going to learn today's show. Who are the real patriots? The conservatives that will stand up for our values and principles, whether they get elected county commissioner, county sheriff, county clerk, state representative to go to Lansing, or our U.S. congressman and U.S. senator. Who are the patriots? That is basically the theme of today's show. It's going to repeat all weekend long. Podcasts will be available on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and we're excited. It's winding down, folks. It's happening. Not only is the fun shoot pig roast next Saturday, but so begins the 9 days of early voting. It's going to happen a week from tomorrow. August 6th, of course, is Election Day. Most of you are saying you're going to vote on Election Day, Tuesday, August 6th. One of those Patriot candidates, Josh Saul, running for Congress, will be on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Josh Saul. He's running for Congress in the August 6th primary as a Republican. Josh, good morning, sir.
Morning, Chuck or Randy. How you doing today?
Man, I'm telling you, running out of gas. The voice is almost dead, but we're going to hang in there best we can. Been talking all week on the radio, then going to meetings, candidate forums, knocking on doors, talking to people. I'm sure you're doing the same thing out there on the campaign trail.
Oh, yeah. It's been a busy week, and we actually ended up calling an audible this week because after the events of last weekend, we felt like coming to Milwaukee and supporting President Trump was important. So I'm actually in a hotel over in Madison right now. We got back at about 2 a.m. last night from the convention, and it was just an incredible day with a bunch of amazing patriots from around America.
Now, you were able to gain access to the convention. You had somebody get tickets for you to get into the floor, or did you just stay up in the cheap seats?
I was able to get credentials as an at-large delegate as a candidate. So I was able to get in and we were right behind Media Row.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, one thing that I described in the first segment, very humble recounting the event that took place on Saturday there in Butler, Pennsylvania, President Trump, when he started off with his speech, he got off track. He's turned into the rally speaker, didn't follow the teleprompter. I personally think he got into too many of the weeds, too many of the details of all of his accomplishments when he was president, what he plans to do. But how was it perceived in the convention center itself? Was people energetic throughout the entire speech? Do you feel it was too long? How do you think it was perceived by the people actually there?
I don't think it was necessarily that the speech itself was too long. It's that there was such a long day leading up to that by the time he started speaking, I think it was like 9:30 or 10.
Yeah, 10 o'clock almost, yeah.
So, you know, he went for, I don't remember even exactly how long, I think about 2 hours. So
that, it felt like that.
So sure. that made it a little bit rough for the crowd in the room, because at that point, you know, we had all been up and around and busy for, we had all been in the convention hall for 8 hours at that point. It was a full day of work just in the crowd. So that part made it a little bit hard. But I also think it was important for him to go into the details of his record, because there's a lot of things that we really – it's easy to skip over because there was so much good during the Trump administration. We look towards the economy and everything that's happening on that. But his military record is so impressive that make sure that we're not just relying on the economic message, because as the commander in chief, we're seeing right now with Biden that role is a very important role, and Donald Trump filled that role better than any other person has in my life.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely a long list, and he said, you know, first day I'm doing this, this, and this, but most importantly, I think the message was, he said, hey, when I'm president, I'm going to end this war in Ukraine. I'm going to put pressure on China to stop talking about taking over Taiwan. We're going to get these missile submarines, whatever they are, you know, 60 miles off our border there near Cuba. Yep. It's going to be a major transformation when he becomes the commander in chief again of our military, our economy, drill, baby, drill, the energy prices. Overall, I think it was a great speech.
Yeah, I think it was. It was good for him to have the opportunity to go into his record and be able to kind of mix the flavor of the old Trump that we know and love with the Trump that's come out on the back end after the assassination attempt, because it's really hard to explain how difficult it is to even talk about a situation like that. As a disabled veteran myself who's been shot, I know one of the hardest things for me to do on the campaign trail is talk about my injury and what happened during that experience. So for him to be able to come out as composed as he was and be able to present that part of his speech at the beginning showed a lot of power and a lot of courage. And that was the part of the night that really impressed me, because it is, talking about near-death experiences is all it does is take you back to that moment and being able to
makes you relive it, basically.
Exactly. And being able to keep your composure and make sure that in that moment he didn't make it about himself, that I think was so huge. He made sure that all of our focus and all of our attention was on the family of Corey and the other two victims who were shot. And instead of it being a woe is me speech, it was a this is what happened to me. But it's just like he said throughout their entire time, they're only coming after me. Or they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just in the
right.
way.
I'm just in the way. Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask you, too, one of the things that I know is happening, different events, knocking on doors, talking to people, doing all the things you're doing. Is there any major events this weekend that people need to be aware of that you plan to attend so that they can actually get to meet you and talk to you and ask you some questions?
Yeah, we're going to be heading up to the UP from here today. We're going to be in Marquette tonight, and then tomorrow we've got three events scheduled up in the UP. We'll be in Iron Mountain in the morning. We're going to be in Escanaba around lunchtime, and then we're going to be in Mackinac City in the evening. So
this is all on Saturday?
Yep, that's all on Saturday.
Okay, and of course, all this information is on your website?
I'm going to be getting it all on Facebook. So I'll have it all on Facebook and Twitter. So if anybody wants to come and catch up with us, we'll make sure that it's there, and all the details for anybody to be able to come out and meet us will be available.
Okay, very good. One other thing that people are asking for are signs. It's kind of interesting. Road commissions are out picking up signs so they can cut the grass. And I went over to Antrim County's Road Commission here in Central Lake yesterday, and I got a few of Vicky's signs. I got a few of our county commissioners. And then I looked over, and there was a stack of Josh Saul signs. And I'm like, okay, I guess we got to put these back out there. So it's your volunteers are definitely putting your signs out there for you.
Oh, yeah. The funny story about that was my grandparents were up for my daughter's birthday last weekend, and they were driving down from Mackinac City where they had something going on Friday night. And they said the entire time they were driving down the road, they didn't see one single Jack Berkman sign, but they saw a whole lot of mine. So
you know, it's working.
Yep, the enthusiasm throughout the district has been very overwhelming. You know, when I got into this race, everyone told me that I was going up against an impossible task, and now it's looking like we have a good shot in August. So God does amazing things, and I'm looking forward to seeing what his final act is in this race.
Absolutely. One other question. I got a text message. Have you had people in the district reach out to you as far as volunteering to door knock? What's going on with talking to the voters door to door?
Yep, we have been giving out our door knockers everywhere that we go, and what we're asking everybody, because one of the hard things that people run into is everybody hates knocking doors. It is awkward, it's hard to do, and in today's political environment, it's really dangerous. So we've been going, and everywhere we go, we give 10 to 15 of our door knockers to anybody who's willing to take them. We tell you to tell people to give them to their friends, give them to their family, give them to the people in your community, because if you tell people about me, that is going to do 100 times more than anything that I could ever say to them.
So, absolutely. It's all about word of mouth.
Exactly. And if the people in this district and the people in the community want to change, then if you can be the ripple effect when I come and speak, you can say, hey, these are some of the things that I heard that I liked and that I would like to see happen. If you can tell your friends and family in your community, that has such a big impact that I mean, I could spend 2 hours trying to talk to somebody, and you could spend 5 minutes trying to talk to somebody and accomplish more than I can. So I am very much leaning on the people of Northern Michigan and on the grassroots network, so that way we can get our message out there and make sure that enough people know that this time we have an option, and we actually have a good conservative option this time.
Got a text message from Donna and Jerry up there in Hessel. Can you confirm with Josh this Saturday, the 20th, he'll be in St. Ignace?
Yes, this Saturday, the 20th, I'll be in St. Ignace for we have a dinner over there that's scheduled. So if the details, I know that Lou Hitz has the details. I don't have them right on me at the moment.
Okay. Okay. So people can reach out to Lou and get the information from him.
Yep, or you can reach out to me. I just don't have it on me at the exact moment. My campaign manager's got all that information, and I'm letting her sleep because she had just as long of a night as I did.
That is for sure. The website, joshsaul4congress.com. One of the other things, Josh, I wanted to ask you, the fact that this is coming down, absentee ballots are out there, 9 days of early voting starts next Saturday, the 27th. What are you hearing from the folks? Anybody gotten their absentee ballot already, marked the ballot, maybe took a picture, texted it to you? Are you hearing any feedback like that?
Oh, yeah. Every person that I've heard from that says that they've gotten their absentee ballot has been excited to tell me that they've already voted for me. So that one was a really humbling thing to have happen, because I hadn't really processed that far into the race yet of that's where this is going. And, you know, the trust and faith that people are putting in me to take our voice into Washington, D.C. is something that I take very seriously. So I really appreciate everybody who's reached out and tried to show their support and tried to let them know that, or let me know that I've got votes that are coming in already. And it is, I think that God is going to do a truly amazing thing in this race, and we're going to be able to see one of the biggest underdog victories in political history.
Well, that's the goal. That's basically why we do what we do. I'm going to text out Josh's contact info. If you would like his cell phone, where you can text message him, may not always have cell service up there in the UP, coming back from Wisconsin, but just text me Josh, J-O-S-H, and I'll text you back, 989-808-3004. You can text message him. Final thoughts to the folks before we let you go.
My final thoughts are, we need to make sure that we are praying for President Trump and everybody who was at the rally in Pennsylvania last weekend. I have a lot of experience being in a country that was in a civil war, and we came very close to being there again. And now is the time for the people of Northern Michigan and the people of the United States to get on their knees and pray to God and submit ourselves to him once again, because we just came, you know, less than an inch away from our country being irrevocably broken. And so I just ask for all of the people of Northern Michigan to pray, and for the Republicans in Congress to get off their butt and create some accountability for this. Because if we end up like another Afghanistan situation where they don't create any accountability, then the people of the country will have lost trust and faith in the Republican Party, and probably permanently. So right now is the moment to act. It is the moment to show that we are who we say that we are, and that we stand up for the rule of law, and that we're not going to stand by and watch as assassination attempts happen on every single branch of government targeted specifically at conservatives.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number. You can text me, Josh. I'll reply back with his information. You can text him. He'll have all the details where he's going to be heading back from Milwaukee. Safe travels to you, Josh.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
You as well, and God bless.
God bless you. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, at least when it comes to neurology treatment and neurosurgery, the deep-seated rivalry between the University of Michigan and Michigan State University is being cast aside to make way for a partnership that both institutions say will boost the medical care they can provide to people in mid-Michigan. The U of M Board of Regents approved a joint operating agreement Thursday with MSU Healthcare to create the NeuroCare Network, which will offer